Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 20th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:30. I'm Brent Helen. We've had some heavier rain falling on Santa Rosa, currently sitting in 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The Santa Rosa City Schools Board will address one huge topic on Wednesday, unifying all of its nine districts into one mega district. They will hear a presentation from an auditing firm hired to study just such a move. Consolidating into one district could save millions of dollars with little potential downside, but such a move is still risky and would require some time to fully implement. The meeting will start at 5:30 Wednesday night at the Santa Rosa High School Multipurpose Room. Santa Rosa police have announced they've arrested a man suspected of causing $10,000 in damage to the downtown library back on February 9th. 38-year-old Benneth Amici was identified through tips, surveillance video, and previous encounters with police. He was arrested on Monday morning on 4th Street in downtown Santa Rosa. Southern California once again is getting slammed from this most recent storm. Santa Barbara Airport was forced to close yesterday after getting over 10 inches of rain. While still dumping excessive rainfall, this storm will move through faster than the last atmospheric river earlier this month. Severe, brief thunderstorms in both northern and southern California raised the threat of small tornadoes yesterday, and the Sierra has picked up several feet of new snow. President Joe Biden is in California on a three-day swing through the state. He will be in Los Angeles today, where he'll take part in a fundraiser. The other stops include Los Altos and San Francisco. According to the New York Times, artificial intelligence is now authoring books for sale on Amazon written about recently deceased stars. Our very own Tom Smothers was the recent subject of one of those books. Now, Smothers died December 26, and that same day, a new book with a very clunky and not grammatically correct title became available on Amazon. And I quote, Tom Smothers revealing four untold truth about half of Smothers' brother. Well, that doesn't sound correct at all, does it? Books about Toby Keith, Cheetah Rivera, and Norman Lear have also appeared with limited credible information. Amazon has said it could not supply contact information for those publishing on its site, and it was very difficult to identify those who produce those books. Capital One Financial is buying Discover Financial Services for $35 billion in a deal that would bring together two of the nation's largest lenders and credit card issuers. Virginia-based Capital One was the 12th largest U.S. bank, and Illinois-based Discover ranks number 33. 8:34 at KZST, time for one final check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Mirab. Hello, Olivia. How are those wet roadways?
Why is everyone voting Honda for President's Day? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
In times like this, you need good gas mileage. This car, it has it.
This car is actually both reliable and safe and a lot of fun.
Don't miss 2 weeks of unprecedented President's Day deals on every new Honda. Now through February 29th at your NorCal Honda dealer.
Honda's the best car I've ever owned.
Pricing? I mean, for what you get, it's amazing.
Get top-level savings on amazing rides like the fun-to-drive Civic and stylish Accord, on rugged, roomy Pilot and Passport SUVs, and on dependable, fuel-efficient CR-V and Accord hybrids, electrified rides that go the distance without charging.
Honda would definitely win the talent competition.
I would expect this car to last longer than I'm going to last.
But these deals won't last. See your NorCal Honda dealer, now through February 29th.
My Honda is a beast.
My Honda is delicious.
For all the delicious details, ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Fall in love at first bite all February long at Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've waited a year and now their heart-shaped pizzas are here with a legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Share it with the family that you love, a special someone, or just the two of you. Order to dine in, take out, or delivery.
Download the Mountain Mike's app and order a heart-shaped pizza. With the app, you get special perks and discounts, too. Pizza the way it ought to be. Online at mountainmikes.com.
With your Discover card, you've got access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com. In sports, William Byron broke a 9-year drought for Hendrick Motorsports with his win yesterday at the Daytona 500. Here is your race winner.
It still hasn't sunk in yet, so I feel like it's just kind of a blur.
Now, the race finished under caution when a crash happened as they started that final lap. And your forecast, we've got a flood watch until 10 a.m. tomorrow. For the rest of the day today, showers and possibly thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. Some of those could drop very heavy rainfall at times. We'll have a high near 56, wind gusting to about 20 miles an hour. Tonight, showers are likely with the possibility of a thunderstorm, mainly before 10 p.m. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, still a chance of a scattered shower, but in general, we'll start to dry things out tomorrow. We'll call it partly sunny with a high near 60. Overall, from now through tomorrow, we could get another inch of rain across Sonoma County. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Don Henley and the Eagles may be stopping touring, but they're not going away quietly. A noted rare book dealer, a former Rock and Roll Hall of Fame curator, and a collectible seller are all charged with conspiring to own and to try and sell manuscripts of Hotel California lyrics and other Eagles hits without the rights to do so. Now, the defendants have pleaded not guilty. However, Don Henley is expected to testify in that case. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. There's a new witch in town. Boo.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. To late night, sitting alone, conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two. It's true, it's true. My bad. Lead to late nights, sending alone conversations with a stranger.
stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space?
County's KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show, and it's mornings like this. I love my job. Special guest in the studio right now, Dustin Vallette, chef extraordinaire from Sonoma County. Good morning.
Good morning, chef extraordinaire. That sounds, you know why she's being so nice to everyone out there? Because I brought wine. That's why. Come on.
Okay, there is that. I do like a good vino in the morning.
Come on, it's already 8:41, you know? We're in the wine country. It's almost red wine time, honestly.
Do you actually pour it on your cereal?
I don't appreciate you judge me like this, by the way. I feel very judged right now with radio.
Oh, my God. Dustin, you have been in restaurants all over the place in San Francisco, Napa, Hawaii, Nevada, and, of course, here in Sonoma County. I did my research on you, young man.
Wow, look at this. You forgot New York.
New York?
You've got Italy. You've got France.
Okay, I did a half job.
All right. She did the partial Google search, just the half Google search. I like it.
But the important thing is you were executive chef at Dry Creek Kitchen.
I was.
In Healdsburg.
Yes.
For a number of years.
6 years I was a chef there with Charlie Palmer.
Now, I understand there's a story about Vallette, how you got that idea going, something to do with a lot of wine and your brother in Alexander Valley. What's
exactly
all that about?
All right, so my brother Aaron Garzini and myself, we've been in the restaurant industry our whole lives. I started at 13. He started, I think, at 14. I beat him by a year, by the way. So he's always front of the house. I was always back the house. And every time we'd have, you know, Christmas or like Thanksgiving, we'd sit out on the porch and drink too much wine. We'd be like, you know, brothers, one day we're opening our own restaurant. And that happened in 2015. I mean, really being born and raised in Healdsburg, that really is the dream, to like coming back home and opening your own business in your hometown. So that dream came to fruition in 2015. It was amazing.
Vallette Restaurant, the Matheson, Roof 106, all you. I mean, I've been to all of those places, and literally, I'm not just saying that because you're in the room and you brought me wine and food, but three of my favorite places, Top and Vallette. Honestly, what a treasure in Healdsburg. And another fun fact, true or false?
Uh-oh, true or false. Here we go.
When you go to the Healdsburg Farmers Market, you bring back fresh produce in a red flyer wagon.
Yes, this is true. My wife bought me a long time ago a little radio flyer, the little red wagons. And now, granted, I have two little daughters now, Charlotte and Adeline. They help drag the wagon around now. Sometimes one of them is riding inside it. But it is much easier. I used to carry it all, and then I was like, hold on, what am I doing? So my wife went and bought me a little radio flyer, and it is super fun.
That is great.
Total cliche, right? Chef walking down the street with a little radio flyer wagon full of produce from the farmer's market.
Very funny, but so fitting here in Sonoma County.
And
in Healdsburg,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
And I understand you're also a super-duper chef. You're not only a chef, but you're an avid home winemaker, so you make your own wine?
Kind of. I used to be a home winemaker, and then in 2016, I gave up the home winemaking, and we actually started a wine brand called Vallette, and that's what we're drinking right now. This is our newest release. This is a 2022 Ramey Chardonnay.
Ooh.
So this is done by Dave Ramey. We have four amazing winemakers. We have Jesse Katz of Aperture and Devil Proof. He makes our Cabernet and our Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, yeah.
We have Bob Cabral, formerly William Sellum. He was only there about 25 years, so short stint.
Oh, yeah.
First guy to ever get 100-point Pinot, by the way. He makes our Rosé and our two Pinots. We have Dave Ramey. We're drinking right now. He's newest to the lineup. And then we have Tom Rocchioli of Rocchioli. These are four iconic, amazing winemakers, and the key to get an amazing partner in the wine business is just have way too much wine together and eat way too much food, and at the very end of dinner go, hey, so here's a pen, here's a contract, what do you guys think?
Very funny.
So it works out fantastic.
The wine is fresh, very delicious, I got to tell you. And what did you bring me to eat here? I'm going to let you describe it.
Okay, so we brought out, now sorry, I'm excited. I'm like, hold on, calm down, Dustin. Too excited.
Enough vino for you.
I know, right? That's it. You're cut off. go for the decaf. So, you know, if you're drinking a beautiful Chardonnay, 8:40 in the morning, what do you have with that? Caviar. So we have a Matheson Ocetra caviar. So it's a branded caviar they make just for us. With that, we're doing a house-cured salmon belly. So we have wild salmon. We take just the bellies, we cure them, and we slice them paper thin with a little bit of a crostini. So it's a sourdough, house-made sourdough crostini. So a little bit of creme fraiche. So end of the day, nice little beautiful malolactic aromatics going inside there. The beautiful little caviar with nice little cured salmon and the Chardonnay.
I mean, again, do I love my job or what?
Come on.
What a plate.
Not a bad day, right?
Not a bad day.
Your Tuesday started.
Wow. So thank you for bringing all this in, Dustin. My God. So I actually wanted you here to talk about Sonoma County Restaurant Week. It is back, started yesterday, all week long, where you can get deals and specials at your favorite places. Tell us about Restaurant Week this year.
I absolutely love Restaurant Week. This is something that multiple cities do this, and I absolutely love it. It is fantastic. As a restaurateur, this is a great way to get out there, experience our restaurants at a really good value, too. So both the Matheson and Valette are both participating. It's $55 for a three-course menu. So end of the day, think about what we're doing. We're celebrating life. We're celebrating our family, our friends. We're helping support our little ecosystems. At Valette, 95% of all of our products we use come from right here in Sonoma County. So when you go to that restaurant and you spend a dollar, that dollar is being given back to our producers and our purveyors and the people who live and work in this community. Restaurant Week is an amazing excuse to get out there and hang out and eat too much and drink too much. And plus, it's cold and wet and rainy outside. What a better time than right now.
I mean, and you can go to a new place you've always wanted to try, or absolutely, you go back to your favorites, which I tend to do. But, you know, it's your choosing.
That's the best part, though, right? I mean, think about what we're doing right now. We're helping support our community. We're helping support our neighbors and friends. But more importantly, we're having a really good excuse to go out and eat too much and drink too much. Be gluttonous for a while. Come on.
It's wine country.
Exactly.
So what's the deal with, I know there's a connection with the Sonoma County Tourism app. Yep. What's the advantage of doing that? What's the connection there?
I think it really keeps you more informed what's going on. Also, I believe you can do your reservations on there. So, but it's really keeping you informed what's going on here in Sonoma County. It really tells you about the restaurants. You can look at all the menus. It helps show what shows are going on. Actually, I pulled up this morning to make sure that it was all set correctly. And it works fantastic. I mean, this is kind of your little, almost your AI concierge to the restaurants.
I like that. And there are over 100 places this year participating in Restaurant Week. So how do we know? Where do we go to? I know there's a website.
Hold on. 100 divided by 7. You can do it. You can go to each one every night. Go to like 3 dinners every night, right? Like you're in Europe.
Let's challenge every KZSD listener to do that.
I love it. Exactly, right? You go to yogurt punch card. You're like, I made all 100. I love it.
That's funny. So it's socorestaurantweek.org? Is that, yep. That's it. Okay. All righty. So I'm going to end this. Thank you again for stopping by here. And you graciously gave us a gift certificate to give away, yes, to a lucky listener here. And I'm going to have you describe what it is because you would do
a
better job.
If you've ever been to the Matheson, we have a rooftop called Roof 106. Now, when we put the Matheson together, we bought that restaurant 6 years ago. That was my great-grandfather's original bakery. He only had it for a couple years, but we wanted to pay a little homage to him. We wanted to create a restaurant that was both fancy, you know, pinky out, date night, kind of, you know, fancy place, but also a place that was kind of fun and casual. So the downstairs main dining room, a little more elegant, right? This is more of a date night celebratory thing. You got friends coming from out of town, a little more fancy. Upstairs, total opposite. Upstairs is just have a good time, relax, put your elbows on the table, have fun.
It's a party.
It's a party. So what we donated was what we call best of the best menus. So our executive chef upstairs is Brian Best. Brian Best, amazing, amazingly talented chef. His last name is Best. I mean, come on. What a better name than Best, right?
That's great.
I love it. So we did two of his menus. His menus are about 5 courses, right? And they're really fun. They're just whimsical and have a good time. With that, we figured we'd do the whole night. So we put a bottle of our Valette Sauvignon Blanc done by Jesse Katz.
Wow.
Done from the Kick Ranch right here, actually, right just east of us. And it's an amazing, amazing Sauvignon Blanc. So this is a date night for two best of the best menus, a bottle of Valette Sauvignon Blanc. You get to come in, relax, put your feet up and relax and have a good time.
Okay, so let's see. How are we going to give this away, Dustin? Let's do this. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you your favorite number between 1 and 15.
Okay, 1 and 15, 7.
7. Okay. So if you want this lovely gift certificate, okay, this is what you need to do. Be caller number 7 now. And if you'd listen to the interview, you know where Dustin was born.
Oh, I like it.
Where?
Hold on. Can I call in?
You cannot call in.
Oh, come
on. So this is a gift certificate for 2, Roof 106. You need to be caller number 7. That's Dustin's favorite number. And then answer the question, where was Dustin born?
Oh, I like it. This is trivia.
Here we go. I'm going to pick up the phones here. This is for you too, Dustin. This song. Right. It's called Hungry Like the Wolf. Little Duran Duran for you. Dustin, thank you.
Absolutely.
KZST, Dustin Vallette still in the room.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, we're drinking wine. How could I leave? And we just had our winner, our lucky number 7.
Oh, and he knew you were born in?
Healdsburg, California, baby.
Congratulations to Tim Bird from Santa Rosa.
And what if...
There's a lot of tree people in Sonoma County.
Anybody can climb up into a tree and cut a limb off, but, I mean, your trees are why you buy your property, right? Once they cut them, you can't put them back. They're really important.
So how do you know who to choose?
Ask them if they're a certified arborist. That's huge. Takes a lot to get that license and to have that education. If that guy has an arborist license, more than likely, he knows what he's doing. Because you have to learn soil biology and tree biology and all that stuff to be able to make accurate decisions that could either benefit the tree or ruin it.
Image Tree Service has been doing this for over 25 years, and Jeff Cowell is a certified arborist.
So how do you know who to choose to actually come and trim your trees? Ask them, you're a certified arborist? No? Well, okay.
Image Tree Service, from one tree to an entire forest. They've got a huge crew, all the equipment, and they clean up after they're done.
With a name like Image Tree Service, it has to be good.
838-3555.
Did you know that making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life? Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read on Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read on Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over 1 million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read on Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. readonsonoma.org.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call More Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call More Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Dustin Vallette, still in the studio, yes. Drinking wine.
Hey, we're eating caviar, drinking wine. I cannot leave. That's it. We're staying here all day.
I get it. I mean, what a lifestyle, right?
It's not bad, right?
We love it here.
Hey, but this is for R&D. This is hard.
This is
hard work.
Very difficult.
And we got to say congratulations to our newest winner, right?
Larry Bird.
No, wait, that was Tim Bird. Not Larry Bird's a basketball player.
Oh, right. I knew there was a bird in there somewhere. So I think it's very funny that his last name is Bird.
I think it's good.
You like that?
I think it's fantastic. Congratulations.
Oh, Dustin, what are we going to do? Born in Healdsburg, Vallette. I mean, honestly, I've had Roof 106.
Yep.
First time I was there, I was with a bunch of friends. I remember it like it was yesterday. I mean, it was when you first opened. But
maybe was it yesterday?
It was kind of yesterday. No, but I go there a lot with friends. It's just such a cool place. That was a gift certificate for Roof 106. So thank you so much. You're great on the radio. You're high energy. I love it. Thank you for all the wine and food you brought in. And I take it Vallette's pretty busy for restaurant week.
We're truly blessed. We're definitely reservation-only restaurant right now this week. We have a little availability midweek at both restaurants. Weekends are pretty much sold out right now, both of them.
But of course. And the week it ends Sunday, right?
It does.
Through Sunday. Okay. So. Okay. Well, Dustin, thank you so much for visiting KZST.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me. Enjoy a nice, rainy, cold, beautiful day here in Sonoma County.
SoCoRestaurantWeek.org. If you want to see Vallette, the Matheson, and all the other places.